I'm not the kind of girl you see on TV. Won't even find me only in the streets. Oh, honey, I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Tweeter, tweeter, dabble, tweetin' daddy. Show people to tweet, dabble, tweetin' today. I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Dwell up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Dwell up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Dwell up a tweet and doo, but tweet a tweet day. Dwell up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Day.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Introducing Sasha Frank, the series. We're at episode number 54, and as always, I like to do a little recap of last week's episode. So again, how many times do you have to go around that mountain to come to a place where you want to sing your last sad song? I don't know about you, but you know, I had to go around that mountain a lot, many, many times. But it wasn't until I came to like this place of desperation of wanting to feel peace that, you know, I was finally able to remember home. And home is a place where, you know, there's love, there's affection, you know, there's freedom. You know, you find your place, you're welcomed, you're not rejected. And, you know, there's this sense of love and community, and you know, you don't have the cares of the world that used to burden you or that burden you now. And you're learning and finding your identity and being built up and building this strong foundation. And sometimes we have to remember that very place and get back to it, because that's the only place that we're going to feel home again, feel peace again. So, you know, stop going around that mountain and recognize home, and also know that in finding home, finding that foundation that was instilled in you from a young age, you start to also recognize where your identity comes from. And, you know, you were created to be amazing, to be, you know, a person of worthiness, of worth. A person whose identity is based on something higher than them, on God, in God. And with that comes love, and with that comes peace, and with that comes understanding and knowing your purpose. Instead of having to go to and from trying to figure out, oh, should I, you know, have this as a major? Should I do this? Should I play this role? Should I go work here? Like, we understand what our purpose is when we start to see that, you know, our skill sets have always been there along with us the whole time. And that when we start to recognize those skill sets, we start walking towards purpose and knowing that, you know, we don't have to go to and fro, because we actually know that, no, we weren't meant to go and be a lawyer like everyone is telling us to be. But instead, maybe we were meant to be a community leader of some sort. Maybe we were meant to be, like, you know, whatever the case is, a musician, whatever the case is, like, we recognize that it's not just about how much money you make. It's about making a difference in someone else's life. Yes, it might seem important to make a lot of money. And yes, the money will come when you're walking in your purpose. But that shouldn't be the primary thing that you're searching for, because you realize that, especially in my journey, like, I've realized that no matter how much money I've made or what title I've had or wanted, I got no peace out of it. And I was just going around again in that mountain and not really knowing where to go and feeling unsettled and not peaceful. And life is about having peace. Not about, you know, doing what the Joneses or the Kardashians are doing. It's about doing what God created you to do. And it's about knowing your identity and knowing your worth. And this kind of helps me transition into the next episode. Do you know your worth? Do you feel worthy enough to walk in purpose? I'm going to let that question sit for a moment. And I'm also going to ask you, before I actually get to the definition, if you want to take out a pen and a pad and actually write down what you feel worth means to you. And so when I was looking at the definition of worthiness, that means to have great merit, to have great character, being adequate, deserving. And let's see, a commendable excellence, satisfying, admirable, desirable, or some of the synonyms, trustworthy, deserving, honest. So do you feel worthy enough? Because it's in the place of going back to home and, you know, seeing where your identity lies, which will start to unveil the truth and start to give you confidence and start to also show you that you are worthy enough, that you don't have to hide behind and feel less than or to discount yourself because other people have discounted you this entire time. Like, again, for me, like, I always felt like I was rejected in a lot of different areas. And a lot of times I felt like I was voiceless. I was a middle child and all of that stuff. And so, like, it was just a lot of things that I had to kind of overcome. But it was in that moment of recognizing and starting to overcome these things, or at least saying yes to the process, that I began to see that I am worthy enough and that I don't have to walk around with a mask on my face any longer. I can be free to express myself and not care about what other people have to say, because I'm not pleasing them. I'm just wanting to please and be obedient to what God has called me and purposed me to do. And that's where you guys should want to do and be as well. And of course, it's a ongoing process. Like, we're all becoming, and that's the thing. We're just saying yes each and every day instead of saying no when things get hard. And this actually reminds me of the other day. I put on a mask. I put it on late at night, and I fell asleep. And so when I woke up, actually, like, the air conditioner was on, so like the air conditioner was like blowing at my face, and so like I barely could move my face. And so when I woke up after the little nap that I had, I was watching this video on YouTube, and I wanted to laugh, but I couldn't laugh because the mask had dried on my face and it was just immovable, and I couldn't laugh the way that I wanted to. I couldn't function the way that I wanted to. And this kind of reminded me about our own lives. Like, when we do wear masks, we can't function in the way that we're supposed to. We are stifled, and as we continue to allow the mask to dry and to harden, we start to suppress the things that make us who we are. And instead of being true to who God says you are, and instead of being true to what you know yourself to be, you start to live a lie, and you start to allow other people to define who you are. And you start to just walk in a mask every day. And one day you come to this place, which I had to come to, and every day continue to come to, just in different seasons. You come to this place where you look in the mirror and you think to yourself, like, who is this girl? Who is this person? Like, it's someone that I don't recognize. anymore. Like, I used to say I wouldn't do that, but now I find myself doing that. I used to say that I'm not going to be like this person, this family member, but I find myself being that person. I used to say that I'm not going to settle for less, because I saw some family members settling for less in relationships, and all of a sudden I find myself settling for less and wearing this mask and being around people that I know that I'm not supposed to be around, and allowing myself to bend my morals just so that I can fit in. Maybe because I was rejected all of my life, I don't know, but it's in finding the root of the cause and being truthful about it that we can begin to see things start to shed away, and saying goodbye to people that we thought that would be in our lives forever, people that are good but are some people that are bad for you. We start to say goodbye to them. When we start to say goodbye to them, you know, we start to see our lives change, and we start to see that we're expressed, instead of being suppressed, we're able to express ourselves the way that we want to, instead of being shamed by them or saying, oh, you shouldn't do that, or, oh, you should probably go in this direction of a career because you're good at this. But you know in your heart that you're good at music, or you're good at writing, or you're good at dance. And but sometimes we get to a place where it's like, oh, yes, I'm good at these things, but, you know, my mom said that maybe I should go in this field because it makes more money, or maybe I should do this because you get more notoriety. And I want titles. Like, I've never had a title. I've never been recognized for something great, and I want to be better than where my family has gone. I want to be recognized for something greater than what I've come from. But there's beauty in recognizing where you come from and bringing that along with you. The good and the bad, bringing the good to bring with you, and also the bad to be able to overcome them, to learn and glean from those mistakes. So I want you guys to think of times and moments where you are, what are some of the things actually that you can take that are good and bad from your friends and family, and the bad things, list some of the things that you can actually overcome in them, or some of the lessons that you've learned through that process. So I'm going to give you guys a few moments to think about that. So, of course, I know that the list is going to be far longer and greater than it is now, because, of course, I didn't give you that much time. But even after this episode, you can definitely spend your time, or even pause the episode, to continue writing down some of those things, because it's imperative for us to know these things so that we can move forward and overcome. And that's the main thing that I want you guys to learn from this, is to overcome, to know where home is, to know that you are worthy enough to start to take off the mask that has hindered you from being who you are, and to start walking towards purpose without any influences that are negative trying to deter you from where you're called to be. So I hope you guys learned from today's episode. If you guys have any questions, feel free to reach out to me, you know, on Instagram, Sasha Frank, or even by email. I think my email's on there, and even my website, sashafrank.com. And, you know, let me know of any topics that you might want to hear about, and I'm more than welcome to cover them and maybe find some stories in my life that I went through that are some similar, you know, situations that maybe you can find applicable resource in, or you can just be able to use the tools that I'm giving you and to apply them to your life to help better make your decision. So again, thank you guys for tuning in, and until next time.